Give me one moment here.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. Another week. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes, yes. And I see you've been in business here since 2015. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Good.
That's good. And what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get your new clients?
So she was telling me that you're going to give me a price. I don't have a lot of time.
Correct. Yes. So the reason why I'm asking what are you currently doing, I don't want to offer you a program of something that you're already doing because that messes up on your end. So do you currently do anything for marketing right now or anything along those lines?
I do Facebook and Thumbtack pretty much and Nextdoor.
Okay. What you do on Facebook, is it just like updating your page or are you running ads?
Running a lot of ads. I run a whole bunch of ads.
Okay. And do you do direct target marketing with those ads?
Yes.
Okay, so you got that down. Now, are you satisfied with how you're running your ads, or would you like another company to take care of those for you?
I think I'm doing better than anybody else could do for me because I do a lot. I don't know if you followed me or looked at my stuff. I do some pretty crazy shit on marketing.
I'm just looking at your Facebook page right now, but we actually do Facebook ads, but since you're taking care of those and that's not a package that I would recommend for you, I would probably recommend one of the more basic packages for you, which is putting you on the first page of Google. So when people are searching for one of your services, you'll pop up right there where the local map section is. So it'll take care of you on there on Yahoo, Bing, Amazon Alexa, and Siri.
And also, are you guys able to fix my old phone number? Because right now my old phone number is popping up whenever they do a Google search. So that would be another thing that I would like for you guys to take care of if this works out.
Yes. So we would actually be cleaning up your online presence. So any type of discrepancies across the internet about your company's info, we would clean it up for you. So everything's accurate. That's also going to be included. And you're looking at just a flat rate of $199 per month. And there's no contracts.
$199 a month, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I better see some good results. I already get some good results, guys.
You're gonna see it in your area. There was approximately, a little over 1,200 searches just for landscaper alone in your area in the past 30 days. So, you getting results? I'm very confident about that because it's a good industry that you're in.
Go ahead and run it. Do your thing. I approve it. Let's go ahead and run it. Send me your emails or whatever you need to do, and you can take my card now. Let's get this conversation wrapped up.
Okay, so I'm going to do the very basic then because I understand you're in a rush, and then I'm going to set up a time to have my account manager call you. I do want to be transparent on the actual timeline as well. So to get the Google's going to mail you out a verification pin, blah, blah, blah. To get your website, because we're going to get a website up and running for you, it's going to be about 5 to 7 days. To get you on the first page, it's going to be about 30 to 45 days with that whole process with Google. But I'm going to start everything.
Let me get a Mexican platter. That's all. Thank you.
So?
Number 39, just regular. Chicken. That's all. Thank you. Yes. Red. Sorry, guys.
No, you're fine. So I'm going to do this as quickly as I can on my end. Alonzo, is it A-L-O-N-Z-O or is it with an S?
Z-O. With a Z.
With a Z. Okay. And what is your last name?
Twitty. T-W-I-T-T-Y.
And what is your email?
2greenlandscapesllc@gmail.com.
2GreenLandscapeLLC@gmail.com?
Yeah, the number 2.
Okay. That's the company name. 2GreenLandscapeLLC, right? Okay. Now, this phone number, the one that ends in 4187, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
I need a physical address as well so Google can mail you out that verification pin. What's your address?
632. Mail me out a verification pin. What is that for?
Yeah, that's to verify that you're a legitimate business, so they have to mail it out to a physical address. And then you have to get that back to us.
632 97th Street.
Okay, and that's
87121 Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
Southwest.
So 632 97th Street, Southwest. It's 87121 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all of the questions that I typically ask you, I'm just going to have your account manager do that for you since I know that you're a little bit busy right now. They call you within an hour window. The call's about 45 minutes to an hour long. What does your availability look like the next coming up days?
What the fuck? Man, this sounds like my financial aid trying to get my fucking shit done. Got to set a phone for an hour. That's gangster.
They're going to go into detail about your keywords, what you want your website to look like. It really just goes off of your questions, really.
Then maybe we do it like on a freaking Friday late afternoon.
Yeah, Friday, the latest that I have will be between 5 and 6.
Yeah, that sounds good. No, don't be having me sit at my desk and y'all don't call. That's what the financial aid office has me do. I'll be sitting at my desk waiting, and they don't even call my black ass.
No, we're going to call you, but it's going to be between 5 and 6 o'clock. So it might not be at exactly 5, but it'll be between that time. And you don't have to sit at your desk either. You don't have to be at your actual desk. We take care of everything on the background for you, so you're fine on that end. I'm going to email you out the Google invite for that as well. And then for the card that you're going to use, does it have your full name, any middle initial, or any other last name?
My card? It's the business card. I'll go ahead and give that to you whenever you're ready.
What type of card is it?
It's a Visa.
Okay, I am ready.
4034-8800-7713-6965. Expires 0425. And that's 992 CID.
Okay, and the billing address is the same as a 632?
Yeah.
And then Alonzo Twitty is on there, no other middle initial or anything?
It has a business name on the card.
It just has a business name? Okay. All right. So what's going to be charged today is going to be the $199. After that, it's going to be charged every 26th of the month on the $199. As soon as I process everything, you're going to be receiving emails and text messages. There's going to be a terms and conditions that need to be signed that goes over everything. If you can do that before your appointment, that'd be great. If not, we'll get it taken care of for you on Friday. I'll send all that information out to you. Do you have any questions for me?
Nope. So
okay.
Y'all talk about a manager, that means y'all manage y'all own shit. I don't want nothing to do with this. I got too much shit to do. That's why I'm paying y'all every month. So y'all do y'all thing.
Yes.
We can work this out.
Now, the only thing that you want to keep in mind in the beginning on that call on Friday, we're going to ask you what you want your website to look like. You know, we're going to ask you a little bit more in detail about your business. When Google mails you out that verification pin, we do need you to do the verification and send the number right back to us. That is something that Google is going to require. But other than that, we take care of it. Okay?
I'll work with you for sure. I just
Perfect.
Don't want to be doing a bunch of footwork where we're on the phone every week, an hour and shit.
Yeah, no. That phone call is just going to be your initial phone call. I mean, if you like, I can gather that in most of the information from you right now, but it's going to take about 10 minutes. Or you can do it on Friday. It's up to you, because I know you're busy.
I'm about to have some enchiladas. Go ahead. What you need.
Okay. So for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Nope.
Okay, and what type of services do you offer?
Landscape architectural services.
Okay.
And then we can do underlines or bullet points. Would be like full landscape design and installation. Outdoor kitchen, full design installation, microclimate gardens, design installation, shit like that, full landscape services.
Okay.
Removals, maintenance, we do that shit on the side as well. But not as much as, but we're really good at that as well. We do all that.
Okay, so I got that down for now. Concrete as well?
Well, that's okay. Part of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you think of anything with the landscape, flagstone, retaining walls, block walls, all that, stucco, we have to put stucco in our outdoor kitchen, stacked stone, where it's a face stone, we put that on sides of buildings for our outdoor kitchen, so we do that for houses. So it's a lot of stuff that we cover.
Okay.
Walkways, you know, irrigation, water. All that. Plants.
Okay. Now for, let me see here, you are licensed and insured as well?
I am licensed and insured. I'm insured.
Okay. Now I have your Facebook business page already. That's good on that end. Website needed. Okay, so here's the website part. So this is included in your service. It's up to you if you want to add it or not. It's a payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website since it is secure. Do you want to add that feature?
Do I got to handle that shit, or are you going to handle that shit?
It's automatic. So basically what's going to happen is it's like when someone pays for your service, it's just going to go into your account. But I mean, we do have to set it up, which we're going to need to get authorization of your account, set it up with the website and whatnot. But that's an option if you want your clients to be able to do that.
No, it would be all right.
Okay. Now the other option is a call tracking. It is also included. It's completely up to you. What that is we're going to give you a number. Your clients are going to call you at this phone number. It does record all numbers and all phone calls that are made. Everything is tracked. It also reduces spam calls. Would you like to add that feature?
Call tracking. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That helps.
Okay.
I just don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like one of my clients called me today. They're all, Alonzo, we couldn't find you because the number that's listed ain't your number. And I'm like, nah, it's my old phone number. I'm trying to get that cleared up. So I just don't want my clients to get lost. Like, we don't know your number. There's a bunch of different numbers talking up. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. I mean, it's up to you. What we would do is clean up the internet and put the call tracking number that we have all over the internet for your business. Or we can do it for your phone number that you currently have now. The call tracking feature is cool because it tracks everything, and that's kind of what you want because it records everything as well. It's up to you if you want to add it or not.
Can we put a call tracker on my number? Like, then we could put like a feature in front of a number that's, because like I said, I want my number to be advertised, not somebody
else. No, I understand. So what I'm going to do is I'll put down a question for the account manager to see if it's possible to do it with your number. It might be, it might not, I don't know. But if not, I'm just going to put down that you're, at this moment, you want just your phone number, which is not a problem. Now, the next option that you're going to have is going to be the target locations that you're looking to target. So you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas are you looking to get work in?
Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Bernalillo, Las Lunas.
Give me one second. I have, you said Albuquerque. The next one is Rio Rancho. Which one's the next one?
We could do Bernalillo.
Bernalillo?
Uh-huh.
Okay, got that one.
La Platita.
La Platita?
Placita.
Placita. Placita. C-I-T-A. Okay, La Placita. Got it. All right, what's the next one?
Not La Placita. It's called
Placita. Placita. Okay. Oh, got it. Placita. All right.
Okay. All right, then we're going to go into, we could check out Edgewood.
Edward?
Go up to Edgewood. E-D-G-E. Wood? Edgewood.
Okay. Got it. Edgewood.
Yeah. And then
what
we
up?
Can do Las Lunas.
What was the one you just said?
Las Lunas.
Las, can you spell the second word?
Lunas, L-U-N-A-S.
Oh, Las Lunas. Okay. Los Lunas.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying you're like an American.
Los Lunas. What's the next one?
Berlin.
With a B as in boy or a V as in Victor?
Oh, B as in boy. B-E-L-E-N.
Okay. All right. Is there any more?
No.
Okay. If you want to add any in the future, you can do that and take away. That's not a problem. Now, for the hours of operation, what days and times are you open?
5 to 5. Nah, 7 to 5. Oh, my, call me 5.
Okay, from 7 to 5, is that going to be daily?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, and closed on Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, and I pretty much have everything that I need on my end. The only thing is going to be those terms and conditions that I'm going to send over to you. So let me get that sent over to you. Just give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. We are located in Fountain Valley, California. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you over our office line with my direct extension. That's the number that we're always going to call you from. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know that it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you have 3 options to pick from. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Pet's first name.
All right. And what's the name?
Black Ass.
Ay, ay, ay. Was that a dog?
Yeah. Three Black Ass. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What type of dog was that?
It was one of those real hairy ones, like a mop. Real hairy.
Yeah.
Call him Black Ass. I had a real one. Like a big mop.
Cleaning up your floor over there. That's terrible. Did you come up with that name, or was it somebody else?
No. That was me.
That's too funny.
You didn't expect that one, huh?
No, I did not. No. The funniest thing that I got was somebody named their chicken almuerzo, you know, like lunch. And I told the guy, I was like, well, did you eat it? And he's like, no, but my parents did. And I was like, okay.
Man, that's brutal.
That's all bad. I know. I know, yeah, right? Man. I know. So what's happening right now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails. So I'm going to send over to you the terms and conditions right now. It should, and then after that, we're going to be done. I'm going to just get everything done. So give me a second while it's all loading. I know it's literally my lunchtime right now too, so I'm actually gonna go eat after this.
Yeah.
So I am hungry and I haven't even ate breakfast, so that makes it worse.
Damn. I got red enchiladas with freaking beans on the side with this rice.
I made some enchiladas yesterday, some green ones, and they were good. Yeah.
You're missing out because you can't make green enchiladas where you at. I'm in New Mexico. We got the green chili. Y'all doing bad.
Yeah, you see, I made mine with a tomatillo and some,
That ain't no green chili.
No, it's not. It's not the same kind, but it's close enough.
Oh my God, I don't know what you had. You had some bullshit.
I've been trying to find a recipe that I really like for green enchiladas, and it's very difficult.
If you want to, I could send you green chili in the mail. Up to you, dog. I'm going to the fruit basket. As a matter of fact, later on today, pick up some more of that shit.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Y'all doing bad out there. I went out there before. Oh, y'all good. Some good old seafood.
Can't yeah. Yeah, we do have good seafood.
I went to San Francisco and got attacked by those seagulls. No joke.
Yeah, I haven't been up north, but I know we do have good seafood up in the like Central California coast area. A lot of good food. LA area has a lot of good food too. But I sent over to you, I don't know if you got it, the terms and conditions, if you can open up the link for me.
Man, girl, shit. I'm trying to get away from her. Who in the hell is Laura?
That's me.
Oh, what's up, Laura?
Laura Sanchez.
Oh, you said it all, Jay. Said Laura, Laurita.
You sound like one of my uncles.
Laurita?
Getting me in trouble over there.
Sure. I'll put you in the corner. You're coming up for about 2 hours.
Pulling the ear and everything, you know?
So you want me to go where?
Okay, I sent you over the link. It's the terms and conditions link, so let me make sure you get the right one. So the link is the one that just says https://mylocalsplash.com/terms.
You want to please click here to accept the terms?
Yeah, so that's basically going over the Google optimization that we're doing for you, the directory submission. That's the cleaning of the
God,
Internet.
$1,000.
Not $1,000. It's on the pricing, it's the $199. Now, here's a couple things to keep in mind. You can always pause your service if you need to, if you get really busy. So, you know, just give us a call 3 days before your billing date.
Do that. I don't do that. I ain't got
I'm letting you know that. Because it is a concern that a lot of our clients have had. So, just so you know that one,
right,
cancellation as well. You can cancel whenever.
I'm going to be like, that's nothing but crickets on this motherfucker.
You're going to see the dash is going to show you everything as well. So it's all tracked, okay? Now, the only thing I need you to do is just click on the iCertify box and then type in your name exactly the way it looks with the capital letters, and then just confirm the signature.
The signature does not match. Please type your name as it appears. Well, y'all must have wrote my name wrong. My middle initial is L. It's not just Alonzo Twitty. Alonzo L. Twitty.
It just says Alonzo Twitty. I didn't put down your middle initial.
Well, there's three of us. You have to.
Oh. Dad? Mm-hmm. Grandpa?
No, uncle? Grandpa and uncle.
Ah. It's a family name.
Yeah, she named me after my grandpa.
How do you like the name?
I dig it. And I see you, I see you over there admiring that shit from the side.
My husband's name is Andres, and I always make fun of him. Like, are you?
Let me stop you right there. Hell yeah. Andres, Alonzo Andres, both with an A, double A. Yep, I see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's my grandpa's. Well, I mean, he obviously didn't get it from my grandpa, but it's my grandpa's name. So it, you know, my dad has a little soft spot for him because it reminds him of his dad.
Oh, that's what's up. That's good, man. Definitely. I think you did that on purpose.
I mean, It would have been nice, but definitely wasn't on purpose.
Got you.
Okay, so was it able to go through on your end? The Alonzo Twitty with... Okay.
No, because you didn't put my name right. So I'm waiting for you to fix my name. I'm just
Wait. Oh, I was going to say.
You want me to do it with just the Alonzo Twitty, or do you want to put my L name or what?
No, just do it with Alonzo Twitty. That's fine. It doesn't have to have the actual middle initial. All
right, cool.
It only needs the middle initial if it has to go in on the billing side, which it
did.
So, okay. So let me check on my end. Yeah, it went through. So I'm going to process everything. I'm going to email you out right now the invite for Friday. I have you down between 5 to 6 o'clock. So we'll give you a call. As long as I'm available, I'll be the one that introduces you to the account manager. But if not, he's just going to call
you
directly.
Better call me
okay?
at 5 o'clock. You better call me at 5 o'clock. We're going to be talking some shit. For real.
I will make a note to make it as close as to 5 possible, but it is between 5 to 6 o'clock simply because if they get caught up in too long of a call before, it sometimes runs a little bit later. But regardless, we will call you and I will make sure of that. Okay?
So 5:15. I'll see you on Friday.
All right, Alonzo. Thanks for your patience.
Bye,
I'll be ready to hear the yelling if we don't.
Yeah. Got me on the phone for 30 minutes already. I'm cracking this call.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. All right. We'll speak on Friday.
$20.
All right. Thanks, Alonzo. We'll talk soon. All right. Bye.